KRWM, HD3, Bremerton, Seattle.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Anne Marie Evers Show. The doctor is in the house. Do two affirmations and call me in the morning. Change your life one new thought at a time. Make your dreams come true. Attract that lasting, loving relationship, successful career, radiant health, and abundant wealth. Tune in to the Dr. Anne Marie Evers Show and learn positive ways to get what you want on www.contacttalkradio.com.
And welcome to the Dr. Anne Marie Evers Show, where dreams really can and do come true. And welcome to the home of affirmations, positive thinking, mind power, creative visualization, adventures, and much, much more. Today, I'm honored to have as my special guest a beautiful young lady with a totally adventurous spirit. Wow. I've been hosting this show for almost 6 years consecutively, and as of June 2011, we've had over 264,445 subscribers. So I just wish to thank every one of you for subscribing and supporting this show. And thank you for your emails and your letters and phone calls encouraging and supporting me. I really appreciate it. Now, today I'm doing something totally different, something I've never done before. And this is an adventure for me. This show, and I'm honored not only to have Patricia as my special guest on the show, but also Bruno Foray. And he is actually a co-founder of Turkey Film Productions, and he is filming Patricia and her monthly adventures. And you know what? This is one of them, and it's for a TV series and or documentary. Bruno is originally from Portugal, and now he's living in the Vermont, New York area. And now it's my great pleasure to welcome to the show Patricia Taylor. And you have brought along Nina. Now, will you say her last name for me, please?
Di Pietro.
Di Pietro. Beautiful. Welcome to the show, Patricia. You're really an interesting lady. Wow, you do so much.
I do. Thank you. Thanks for having me on your show today.
Well, thank you. And you're Vancouver's local underground adventurer.
Yes.
And creator of the popular and internationally acknowledged monthly adventure website. You plan on doing one adventure a month for the rest of your life?
I do.
Wow.
I do.
One adventure. How is that going to work?
Well, every month I just decide to do something different, and it has to be something that I've never done before. And there's just so much that life has to offer. So it's not a problem finding something I've never done before. And to do it once a month, what I like about that is that it's sustainable. And so I don't get burned out from doing something new all the time. And I like that because then it makes life more interesting. It makes life more exciting. And, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's so great. And what I was interested in, you're a psychic spy. what is that?
Well, the U.S. military, they created this psychic spying program back in the early 70s, I think is when the program actually began. And what that is the formal name is called remote viewing.
Remote viewing.
Remote viewing, yes. And so it was an opportunity that was presented to me, and I thought, I've never done that before. That sounds exciting. So there's a fellow that travels here. He's from the Monroe Institute.
Oh.
And so the Monroe Institute, they do these programs. And so he came to Vancouver, and his name's Paul Elder. And so I did my level one with him, which, you know, it was kind of neat because the very first remote viewing session I did with him, you go into like a meditative state and you listen to the sound, and it has these binaural beats, which alters the brainwave pattern in your brain. So it's two different beats, and so it creates binaural effect. And so my brainwave patterns went down into, I believe, a theta state, a waking theta state. And from there, so you're in this meditative state, and then you start drawing any sort of images that come to mind based on what the target is, what it is that we're supposed to be drawing. And so I kept drawing all these triangles, and I didn't know what I was doing because it was my first experience. And so triangle after triangle I drew, and then I kept drawing pictures of people, little stick figures with backpacks, and I kept getting a sensation of heat. And the target was the Great Pyramid of Giza. And so all those triangles I was drawing was like the shape of a pyramid. And the only thing I can assume about the little stick figures with the backpacks is that they were tourists. And, of course, caught there, so the feeling of heat.
They would be.
Yeah. And so with the remote viewing, there's so many different applications for it. So, you know, finding things that have been lost, or whatever.
Yes, I've heard of the Monroe Institute. In fact, a friend of mine went there, and she was doing out-of-body traveling.
Yes,
which
exactly.
Is really interesting.
She yeah.
was traveling out of her body, and she said it was absolutely fantastic.
I so and, want to go to the Monroe Institute and do that. That's actually going to be one of my monthly adventures, hopefully sooner rather than later.
I think you should do that, yes. And you have a lot of visitors from all over the world that go to your website, don't you?
I do.
And visit. And see, they live through you, sort of, don't they?
Well, yeah, actually, a lot of my friends say that they live vicariously through me. You know, people, a lot of my friends who, you know, do the normal 9-to-5 and they have the families and that. And so, they love reading my stories.
And this lovely lady that's visiting us today, Nina, she's part of your group, too, isn't she?
She is. I met her on one of my monthly adventures, and she we met ghost hunting. We took a ghost hunting course together. And the interesting thing about Nina is that she's a neuroscientist. And so, you know, she looks at things from a very scientific perspective, which I really like.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. And so she's my partner in crime. So she's joined me on several different adventures.
Oh, that's
some of my more unusual ones.
Well, you know, in the hundreds of shows that I've done, I've never interviewed a person as dedicated and interesting as you. And I'm intrigued with your work and wonder how you got started with it. Did you just wake up one day and think, I'm going to go on an adventure?
Sort of. It's like there was this defining moment where I just sort of woke up on the other side of the bed one day and decided to change everything.
You're by yourself?
Yes.
You're by yourself.
Yes, absolutely. And part of it was my life was somewhat interesting. I was in a car accident, and I was surrounded by a lot of deaths and stuff like that, family members and friends. And the demise of a relationship, you know, it's just me losing interest with my work, that sort of stuff. And it hit me one day that I need to live differently, and I can be more than this.
And you were quite a high power executive too, weren't you?
I had my own environmental consulting company, and so I consulted to BC Hydro for over a decade. And I worked my way from the bottom up, and my last part with them was I worked for the last 4 years as a project manager. So I ran a provincial-wide program removing PCBs, polychlorinated biphenyls, out of electrical oil-filled equipment. And so I dealt, it was a multi-million-dollar program. And I deal heavily with the sciences.
But you found yourself a bit stressed out. You wanted to kind of take it a little bit easier. Is that
well, the job for me, it was easy. I find organizing things really easy, and so it came naturally for me. But I felt like I really want to make a difference in the world, and a part of me just felt like I wasn't making a difference anymore, and so I felt like I needed to do something. I needed to change, and I think the first thing is that I needed to make a difference in my own life first
exactly.
before I could turn around and make a difference exactly. in the world. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to love, respect, and approve of yourself before you can expect others to.
Absolutely.
And this is your first experience on a radio show.
It is. So this is an adventure, too. Yeah.
And you're doing wonderfully.
Thank you.
And I wanted to ask you, do you think you're going to accomplish, I really believe you will,
yeah.
you'll accomplish your goal of one adventure every month?
Yes.
I do. I believe that.
Yes.
And you know what I think, Patricia? I think that you actually did an affirmation, not even knowing you were. But you did. You put the intention out there. You wanted to help people.
Yeah.
So you drew these other people into your life, and like this Matt Bruno that's sitting here, you drew him into
Bruno
your life.
Torre. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't he wonderful?
Yes,
yeah.
he is.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so it's really interesting. So are you sometimes afraid? I know you had one adventure that you did. Was it Beating the Fear, was it called, or what?
Which one?
Something about fear.
I'm trying to think.
Your article you did.
I'm trying to think here because I've written so many.
I know. Well, I was too and was reading about that, and I thought, what about fear? Do you ever feel fear?
I do.
We all do.
I do. Absolutely. One that I recently did was I went on North America's tallest zip line, the Zip Zone based out of Peachland. It's just outside of Kelowna. And so it's the tallest or the highest zip line in North America. And so I wasn't sure if I had a fear of heights or not. And I went to it. And it's also, you go up to 55, I think it's miles per hour or kilometers per hour. I'm not sure exactly, but it's fast.
Wow.
And so the morning of, I felt a little nervous. And so there I went. And I wrote about it on my website. The thing about that was in the video I made, you can hear me crying for my mommy a few times.
Aw, is that?
Yeah, mommy. And so when you're dangling up there hundreds of feet in the air, yeah, it's a little terrifying at first. But after the third zip line that I was on, yeah. I was like totally comfortable, and I was actually able to film a bit more.
You know, they say fear is false evidence appearing real. I like to say fear is find enlightening answers readily, and then that takes me to fear. So what you did was you did that because your enlightening answer was to do it over and over again.
Well, actually, they had six zip lines there, or there's seven. There's a little practice one, but there's six of them. And so once you get started, there's no going back.
Wow. Well, we're going to take a short break right now, and we'll be back with my special guest, Patricia Anderson, and we're speaking about her adventure.
That's Patricia Taylor.
Oh, what did I say?
You said Anderson.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay.
No problem.
We'll be back with Patricia. Now you got it. Patricia Taylor, and she is a wonderful person. You're very intelligent with computers, too. I'm very impressed. She did a couple of covers for me for a couple of my books, and they're absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
So I do know your name is
Patricia Taylor.
Anyway, we'll be right back after the short break, and stay tuned.
You know, affirmations are not just for adults. They are for kids as well. See why. Log on to www.kidspower.ca and learn how to teach your children on how to be the captain of his or her own life. You can also learn how to teach children to use affirmations to create and maintain positive self-worth and healthy and long-lasting relationships. Learn how to also unlock your child's door to be the very best that they can be. Log on now to www.kidspower.ca. That's www.kidspower.ca. Kids Power is where you can learn how to discover how to win in your dreams.
Why wait another day? As the holiday season approaches, give yourself a gift that will begin the process of helping you uncover your dreams. Author and radio host Greg Norman and Dr. Anne Marie Evers, author of many books and tapes and founder of the Kids Affirmation Club, lead you through their new audio CD program. Don't die with your dream inside. Things happen in life for a reason. And if you're hearing this commercial, it's for a reason. Don't die with your dream inside allows you now to take control of your life. The time has come. The time is now. Invest in yourself. Invest in this life-giving gift when you purchase this three-hour audio program. Go to Amazon.com or go to Universal7.com to find a location where you can purchase the program. Don't die with your dream inside. It's the audio program that everyone is talking about. It could be the most important investment you ever make, one that finally leads you to the fulfillment and satisfaction you've only imagined until now. Don't die with your dream inside.
When was the last time you read a book that has created a profound impact on your life? This book is touching deep into the hearts of readers worldwide and empowering people with new hope to conquer over a life of despair, loneliness, and sadness. This book is called Affirmations, Your Passport to Happiness by Dr. Anne Marie Evers. In this book, you'll learn the power of affirmations, creating visualization, goal setting, positive thinking, self-esteem, learn how to attract the perfect, lasting, successful career, relationship, and have optimal health. To order your copy, log on to www.affirmations-doctor.com or email amarieevers@shore.ca and get your passport to happiness. Affirmations, your passport to happiness. The book that's giving people positive control over their lives once again. Peeking into your future is just a click of a mouse away by logging into www.cardsoflife.com. The Cards of Life are designed to uplift and give you a powerful insight and intuition into your life. Log on now to www.cardsoflife.com and find statements to get your creative juices and intuition flowing. Play now and see for yourself. Log on to www.cardsoflife.com. That's www.cardsoflife.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Anne Marie Evers Show, where dreams really can and do come true. And my special guest, Patricia Taylor, is just proof of that. Dreams are coming true. She dreamed that she would do all these things, and now she's not only dreaming them, guess what? She's doing them. Mm-hmm. Now, Patricia, do any of your family or friends think you're a little maybe far out?
Yeah, I would say so. They're fairly supportive, though. Some of them don't necessarily understand what I'm doing because they're more comfortable with me being in that 9-to-5 job and, you know, making the six-figure income and, you know, just being nice and normal, I guess, is the word. But for the most part, you know, I am supported in the things that I've been doing and that, so...
But now when you started reading Bumps on the Face, or what was it that you
bumps
learned?
On the face?
Bumps on the head from the people you learned from?
Oh.
Did they think that was a little far out, maybe?
Bumps on the head. I'm trying to, what's this?
Yeah, well, it had something about you. I was reading your information, and something about that you learned from some Indian
custom. Face reading.
Face reading. Oh,
that
bumps
was
on the head.
That was the Chinese art of face reading.
Look,
right,
our
that's
bumps
right.
on the head aren't there. Their noses. And
yeah, no, what that was to do with was it's a traditional knowledge that's been around for, I guess, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years. And so it was a course that they taught, and it was absolutely fascinating because the guy was indicating that certain things mean, like on your face, for instance, if I was to be able to put two fingers between my eyebrows and there's still a little bit of space in between, it means I'm more of a spiritual person. But a person who's eyebrows are close in together there. I think, if I recall correctly, they like money more or something like that. Or maybe they're less spiritual. I forget what it is. But the thing that I found most fascinating about that was how he divided your face into thirds. So the top part of your face, from the top of your forehead down to between your eyebrows, that was representative of, what is it? I think the first from age 0 to, what was it again? It was from 30 to 50. Okay, so 15 to 30 was your forehead. And then from 30 to 50 is the space between your eyebrows to the tip of your nose. And then from the tip of your nose down to the bottom of your chin, that was from 50 to 70. And then chin below was beyond that. And so when you have more space, for instance, say if it's a longer space on your forehead in comparison to like the other two-thirds, means that your childhood may have been more happier. But say if from the tip of your nose down to the bottom of your jaw there, or your chin, say if that was really, you know, wide, much longer than the other two-thirds, that means you're going to be happier later on in life. And so forth. So I immediately had to measure myself, right, because I wanted to know exactly where I was going to be happier.
And what did you find out?
I'm pretty even. So it looks like I'm going to have a really good life all the way through. So
You are, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what would be your favorite one that you've done? You've done so many adventures. What would be stand out in your mind as, wow, that was, I'd like to do that one again?
Unequivocally, Sasquatch hunting.
Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Where did you go hunting?
I can't tell you that because I signed a non-disclosure agreement.
Well,
secret hidden location about 4 hours away.
Oh, well, you know what? I live down in the Mount Baker area.
Yeah.
And I know that they even had pancakes made in the form of a foot in this restaurant there.
Yeah.
They said it was Sasquatch area, but I don't know if it was. I never saw one.
Apparently the West Coast, all along the coastline.
Big
and
one.
Several other areas in the world, and there's different names for the Sasquatch, Bigfoot, Yeti. There's so many different names.
What did you find so intriguing about that?
I don't know. It just brought out my inner kid, you know. I was just so excited, and Nina came with me on that trip. And it was like just the thrill of adventure. And we went out night squatching. Oh. And this group of people that we met up with, the BFRO, the Bigfoot Research Organization, some of the most intelligent people I've ever met, a group of scientists that are studying, you know, is it cryptozoology or I think it's cryptozoology. It's unusual sort of animals that or beings that exist on this world that, you know, could be myth or not. And anyway, so this group of people, we met up with them. It took us 4 hours to get out to this undisclosed location. And that in itself was an adventure. Especially in my little putt-putt car, because I didn't know if my putt-putt car was going to make it or not, because the roads were terrible. So anyhow, we finally get out there, and we meet up with the group, and their equipment was amazing. They had the most high-tech equipment I have ever seen. Absolutely. I have to say, they put the Ghost Hunters equipment to shame. This one guy, he had this hat. That on the hat, like the it was almost like a cowboy hat, and it was very rock solid hard, but it was comfortable to put it on, and there was like a camera on top, and then what you do is you put on these goggles, and it's like it's pitch black outside, but you can see clear as day, and it was a little kind of disorientating, like it was really. Unusual, and they had these thermal scanners and stuff like that, so you could see these little heat signatures. So I saw a mouse scamper across, bug fly that way, and they had things attached to the tops of their vehicles. Some of them, like, would hunt in vehicles, and they had cameras that would go all the way around. But, you know, it was just, it brought out my inner child, I guess. I felt like a kid all over again, you know, the one where you believe that there's monsters under the bed, Santa Claus is real, and Easter eggs and Easter bunnies. So I just absolutely loved it. But it was enjoyable, and it was a good group of people, and I loved the science behind it.
And they weren't woo-woo like some people, you know, like
no,
out like that.
Definitely not. They invited me to a Sasquatch conference in Harrison, because Harrison Hot Springs is one of the big areas for Sasquatch hunting. And some of the big Sasquatch names, some of the big names in Sasquatch hunting were there. And it was a room filled with people in forestry, people who work out in the forest, scientists, biologists, you name it, it was there. I sat there. It was, you know, it was just amazing. I felt like I was around kindred spirits. It was great. So,
that's
yeah.
Great. Well, you're listening to the Dr. Anne Marie Evers Show, and my special guest today is Patricia Taylor. And now, can you share with us some information how people can get in touch with you?
Well, I have my monthly adventure website, which is www.monthlyadventure.com. And so on there is like a contact to email me. So people can contact me either through the website or my email, which is patricia@monthlyadventure.com. Yeah.
And also now, are you open to some people if they have some ideas that might be
absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I have on my website, you know, if you have any thoughts or suggestions, just send them my way.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so good, because maybe someone is thinking of that you haven't thought of.
I know. And the possibilities are endless. Like,
they are.
There's so many things out there that I have no idea about. And I just, you know, I want to experience life.
Well, how did you end up meeting Bruno? Was that a sort of like an intention out there?
Actually, we were just talking about this on the way, but you could say it goes back to, you know, way back when. But to make a long story short, there was this lovely lady, Shanila Abdullah, and she was in my book club, and she was working on documentary film. And Bruno, of course, she met back east in Maine, where he lived. And so one day she asked me to help out, if I was interested in helping out on a documentary film. And I said, absolutely. Because, you know, at that point in time, I was working in my project management job, and, you know, all this other stuff was happening. And to be given such a wonderful opportunity to do something different, I jumped for it. And so when they were done, I did the research and writing behind it. And so they went off to film in Uganda. It was a documentary film on maternal mortality. And the thing about that was they went off to go film in Uganda. I had to stay because, you know, I was running a program. I couldn't just up and leave. And they were there for, you know, a lengthy period of time. And so when they returned back, Bruno came back to Vancouver, and so that's how he and I met. And then we formed a production company, Shanila, Bruno, and myself. And unfortunately, Shanila passed away.
Oh.
Yeah, in 2009. And so since then, Bruno and I, we've always maintained contact. And so he contacted me earlier on this spring and said, hey, Patricia, you know, why don't we consider the possibility of turning your monthly adventures into a potential weekly television show? But instead of it being a monthly adventure, it'd be weekly adventures. And I said, sounds good.
You've got to get 52 for 1 year.
Well,
you're pretty well there almost.
And, well, the thing I liked about it was the fact that he said, he goes, listen, he goes, look at it this way. You'd get paid for it.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay.
That's even better. You know what I say? When you fall in love with what you do, you never have to work again.
Absolutely.
And that's what I fall in love with doing affirmations, so
yeah.
I never have to work again. I just do affirmations.
Yeah.
Want something? I ordered up my third husband. Want a husband? Ordered him up. And I need a new car? Ordered it up.
Nice.
Oh, do an affirmation.
Nice. So
you do that, but you don't call them affirmations, but you do goals, and goals
I do
are affirmations.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's interesting because yours are coming true.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, one thing I did years ago with a very good friend of mine, she and I, her name's Jill, she and I are list writers. We love writing lists. And so on Friday nights, we would have girlfriend night. And, you know, we'd leave the boyfriends behind, and we'd go out and we'd write our list, our to-do list, our life to-do list. And so after we wrote about certain things that we wanted to do, years later, I went back to this list, and I discovered that I had done a lot of the things that I said I was going to do at the age that I was going to do it, and sometimes even earlier. And, yeah, it was really neat. And so I keep all my lists.
That's so good because you can. It's like a form of affirmation because you put down what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I think when you write, you take it out of the unknown and put it into the known. Like
you've
done with all your stories. They were thoughts in your head and experiences, and you put them on paper, and then people can read them. And Bruno can take pictures of them and make them into TV series. And
yes.
So my question is, when are you going to jump out of an airplane? Is that on your schedule?
Yeah. Isn't that overrated or overdone? I don't know. It's not something that I've ever done before. And so it's probably going to be there on the list at some point in time. What's that? Oh, yeah, Nina here says she'll go with me. She'll join me.
Oh, good.
I guess we just got to figure out how it get filmed, how Bruno would somehow maybe jump out of the plane before me.
Absolutely.
It's been done before, he says.
Yeah, I heard on the news where I think it was an 89 or 90-year-old lady jumped out of a plane or 90-something.
Wow.
She's going to do it every year on her birthday.
Nice.
Thing, isn't
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So now, what are your plans for your next 10 adventures or your next year's adventures, you know, like,
I don't necessarily have them planned out. Like that's the thing is I've been finding that because I've opened myself up to adventure, things almost get presented to me on a silver platter. Like it's just like, it's like I'm welcoming it into my life. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, Nina, her partner, Rory, is a ninja.
Oh,
and so he's going to teach me how to become a ninja. They offered. And so I'm just like, yeah, sign me up. You know, and you think of ninja and all the ninja shows and stuff like
that.
That's
wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, so people mention things to me or, you know, I see something online that fascinates me. It could be anything. Yeah.
Well, I remember when I was asking you to do a couple covers for a couple of my books, you said, I never know what they're going to turn out like until they're done, right?
That's right, exactly.
So you have that creative ability in you that helps you create what you're doing in your life, too, and that's pretty wonderful. And, you know, it's kind of a spiritual, in a way, using for a higher self, because what it does is once you're on that path, you never want to turn back because everything is so mundane.
Yeah.
And so ordinary. You want to keep going, right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. It's like living an ordinary life in an extraordinary way.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's what I think everyone, all the listeners, strive to do, too, is to find something they really, really love to do and then do it.
Yeah.
Because when you do, it's just that excitement. Like when I get up in the morning, I don't get up in the morning and say, oh, God, morning. I get up and say, good morning, God. What am I going to spook out today? And the phone rings or something happens, but it's exciting.
Yeah.
And to think about going back to being old hum, I just can't do that. It's not in my plan.
Yeah.
And so I think you've got a lot of wonderful things happening. So what's your next one that you have like coming up right away?
Well, today I'm going out to protest for the first time ever.
Oh,
the radio
show. Hey, what is
going
this?
Out to protest? Occupy Vancouver. I'm not sure if you've heard of Occupy Wall Street.
Yes,
there's
I've heard all that.
Movement.
Yeah.
So after this, we're heading down to go protest.
Are you taking your crew with you?
Absolutely.
They're a pretty neat-looking crew here.
So I've never done that before. But what we're doing here is Bruno's flown in from back east, I think just from New York just now. And we are filming a bunch of different adventures in the next 2.5 weeks.
Good.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so it's full. I have a full schedule of adventure. It's like being on the adventure diet.
I know. And I know you're not available until sometime in November, right?
The beginning of November, because Bruno is unfortunately leaving. I think he should stay in Vancouver, but there's something to do about immigration or something like that. Something silly like that.
Oh, sure. Well, we could do an affirmation.
Yeah.
to the good of all parties.
Yeah, Bruno would love that. Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be to the good of all. You know that.
Absolutely.
That's what I say in my books and all the time. So you're listening to the Dr. Anne Marie Evers Show, where dreams really can and do come true. And we're certainly hearing how one lady's dream is coming true. Bit by bit, piece by piece, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's exciting. So would you change anything in your life right now?
No, actually, that's the funny thing, is I went from a six-figure income. I was making a lot of money, but I wasn't happy. And right now, I'm not making a lot of money, and I've never been happier.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Well, now we need you to be happy, and also make a lot of money.
That would be great.
I figure it's our birthright to be healthy, wealthy, and loved and happy, whatever. We just need to step into it. So
It's
your birthright. So now you can be happy and rich. Why not?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So you're planning on going down there, and then you and Bruno have got other things planned for the next week or so?
For the next 2.5 weeks, yes. Yeah. And so we're doing a little bit of traveling, like to Peachland for down there. And then most of our adventures are here locally, because I believe that most of our adventures can be done in our own backyard.
Yes, I like that, too.
We don't need to travel the world to have an adventure.
I like that.
Although I'd like that.
Yeah. No, but what you're doing is you're helping the economy in that, too, because you're buying gas, you're stopping to eat, you're doing all the things right in your own country.
Absolutely.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
And when you say zip zone, can you explain that? Because when you say that, I don't...
Oh, the zip zone. I'm sorry. That's the name of the business. It's the zip line, where I'm going zip lining. So that's where I'm going to be dangling hundreds and hundreds of feet in the air.
And how does the zip line work now, for our listeners? If you went to a place, they take you up on that rope, or...?
Well, yeah, they have these big platforms. And so between each platform is a long line. A long metallic line, and so you somehow get attached to it, and then off you go. I wrote about it. It's called Why Throw a Perfectly Good Body Off at the Edge of a Cliff, or something like that. Yeah, because it's at an angle, you get some really good speeds going on.
Is that like bungee jumping in a way?
No, bungee jumping, you go directly down. And then you bounce up and down and up and down and up and down with the zip line. You're going straight across in one fluid motion. Yeah.
Now, can you tell me about the, I like this, I don't know how, how do you say it? Existential detective.
The existential detective.
Existential detective, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Where I got that from was originally the film I Heart Huckabees, where they have this group of existential detectives that are trying to figure out the meaning of life. And I have always been trying to figure out the meaning of life, or my life anyways. And so I ended up joining the Canadian group of questers, Society of Questers. And through them, they provide all sorts of strange and unusual alternative adventures, you could say. That's where I found out about the psychic spying program, the remote viewing. And so through them, I've been able to explore things like science and spirituality. I love that sort of stuff. So when I think of, like myself, it's like I'm an existential detective trying to figure out, just everything about life, my life, how I interact with the world and people and things and
how
energy.
How work and why you
Absolutely.
Here.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Now, did you, something about a rock...
out from under a rock. Okay, so that was just an awesome adventure. That was an amazing adventure. I went to a sweat lodge ceremony.
thought.
Yes, and it was here in Vancouver, in North Vancouver, and I went. The chief was Sandra Laframboise, or Boise. I'm saying her name incorrectly. Anyways, so yeah, you're in this. It's like you're in your mother's womb, except the heat is so intense, and there's chanting and sometimes screaming, and there's a drum pounding in there, and it's almost like the heartbeat, you know, a heartbeat. It's your own heartbeat almost. And so once, like, a session is done, you can go out into the forest. And so I went out into the forest, and I found myself getting completely covered in mud and leaves and twigs, and then I'd go back in for another session. And so it was a full day affair. And afterwards, I went to my favorite place in the world, the Granville Island Tea Shop, because you can't, you know, do something and not have a cup of tea.
Yeah. Sure.
And so I looked like I crawled out from under a rock, because I was very sketchy looking. And so that was the whole thing, was I looked like I came from out under a rock, and I went out into the public, but people's reactions to me, I found, were really unusual. Because I had this young man hit on me. It was the strangest thing, because I looked really terrible, and I don't know what he was picking up, but he asked me out for a drink, a complete stranger, and I'm looking at him, and I was like, are you seeing what I look like right now? And I smelled bad, because, you know, all the sweat and the fire and
smoke,
and there's just, mind you, he was standing a little distance away from me, and so maybe he just needed to get a little bit closer. But he took one look at me, and he's just like, hey, you know. And I was just, it was weird, because normally when I go out in public, I do have makeup on, and I do look semi-normal, and I say, you know, getting myself presentable for public consumption, and I was not presentable for public consumption at that moment in time. So,
well, now that you brought this man up, are you looking for a relationship?
Well, I'm not sure how a relationship would fit into my life, because you'd have to be someone that was open for adventure.
Well, I got the perfect answer for you. You do it. I, Patricia Taylor, deserve and now have a loving, lasting, happy relationship with the perfect man for me. Now, he won't be perfect, but perfect for you. He loves adventure. He travels with me. He gives me my space as I give him his space. He is reliable, generous, faithful, loving, nice looking, 6 feet. And we are happy.
Or anything taller than me, you mean.
Well, 6 feet. He loves and adores you, and you love and adore him. And you are happy living together to the good of all parties concerned. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And he likes cats.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's got to love cats. You got to love cats, yeah. We'll add that in. But you know what I mean? Then you're making it your man menu. So you're getting the right one.
I need to write down a man menu.
Well,
a man menu list.
Yeah. I think you do. And then you have to say deserve, you know, because you have to feel you deserve it. And in your case, Patricia, you have to make room for it.
Or he could just join me.
Yeah, he could. Yeah, he could be somebody of this like mind, you know?
Absolutely.
Not on the same path, but on a similar path, because you want him to have his own path.
Yeah.
And his own individuality. Yeah.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that I've been finding is when I talk to people or meet people, and, you know, they ask about some of the things that I've been doing, sometimes they're very uncomfortable with some of the stuff that I've been doing.
Yeah, and the guy that you're going to meet will be very comfortable.
It'd be nice to meet someone who's open to anything. Absolutely.
He will be. And remember, when you do your affirmation, don't say will, because you put it off in the future.
Right.
Your magic words are, I, Patricia Taylor, deserve and now have whatever you want.
Present
you
moment.
Yes. And it has to be 3 P's, personal, present tense, and positive.
Okay.
There's your affirmation lesson for today. And so you heard it here first. Now when she comes on the show and she tells me she's met this wonderful guy, we'll have her back on. And they're flying off in Hong Kong, and of course she's taking Bruno and Nina with her. But that it is, you can put on your intention sheet. You're very powerful. You can manifest.
Maybe that'll have to be my next monthly adventure.
I think that sounds good. But you've got to blow breath into your affirmation. You've got to get out and meet people. You got to be open, and you tell people you're looking for a relationship. And be open. A lot of women are not open. They have that shield up where they don't want to. They're afraid, and they have some excuse like, oh, I'm too busy, wouldn't fit into my lifestyle, things like that. When you can, just tailor an affirmation to make it work.
Right.
That's what I did. And I even said, I even took a picture of a man that looks like Reg, my third husband, and I put on my master affirmation. You know, he looks so much like him. It's amazing.
That's neat.
Yeah.
That's neat.
So when you're ready for that, that's another adventure. I want you to keep
that in mind. I'll give you a call.
So anything else now that you're thinking about doing that's really exciting, or any of your things you've done that would stand out in your mind to leave with our audience?
Oh, that's a good question. Are we just about done?
Well, no, we have about 10 minutes. About 8 minutes more.
Okay.
But what I want to do is get into the... I know what you're doing. You're doing this, and you're also encouraging others to do it.
Absolutely.
To move out of their comfort zone and enjoy life, too.
Absolutely.
That's why you're doing it. I know that. It's your intention.
I like this one saying, life begins when the comfort zone ends.
Yes.
Or when your comfort zone ends, that's when life
right.
begins. Absolutely.
And why are we so afraid to step out of our comfort zones?
Because people feel safe and warm and protected, you know, within that particular zone.
Yeah,
and so to do anything else, it's unusual or out of character, it's uncomfortable for people.
It is.
And especially, you know, with people, you know, the people that you surround yourself by, a lot of people don't like it when you change.
Very true.
Yeah, and so, like, I know for myself, I have experienced, uncomfortableness from people that I'm close to.
Yes, I mean, that's normal, though.
Yeah.
Because we grow, and as we grow, then we're not the same, and they can't think, we kind of label people, don't we? Put them into compartments.
Well, people like to put you in a box.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to be in the box. I want to smash the box.
Me too.
Into smithereens.
Yeah. I think I've smashed it years ago.
Yeah.
But when you really truly find your passion, which you have, that's so wonderful.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people come to me for counseling and they say, what should I do? I don't know what to do. I want to do something to help people. I don't know how. Well, in your way, you're getting out and saying, hey guys, I'm doing it. If I can do it, you can do it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is a single event is all it takes. It doesn't have to be anything big. It just has to be something you've never done before. And so some of my adventures, you know, have taken, like, very little time, a few hours. Some of them have taken a full month.
Wow.
I became a certified hypnotherapist 1 month.
And
that took the full month to do. It was major course. And I had to sell my motor scooter in order to do it because it was just under $4,000.
Wow.
And I love the idea. I love hypnotherapy and stuff like that. And so, yeah, it was one of the best adventures I've had.
And when are you going to learn how to fly a plane? Is that on your agenda?
That's on my agenda, yes. I am going to be learning how to fly a plane in the next couple of weeks.
How wonderful.
I know, I love it. I love it.
Stay tuned for that. Now, let's give your contact info again, please.
Oh, my website is monthlyadventure.com, and so I can be reached at patricia@monthlyadventure.com.
And you're welcoming everyone to come and read and
absolutely
get input in, and you have a lot of people writing into your website, too, saying how wonderful your stories are.
Yeah, and I also, you know, I have a Facebook fan page, Monthly Adventure fan page. I'm on Twitter. That one is not Monthly Adventure, it's Month Adventure. Because Twitter, you know, they want you to keep things short and sweet and to the point. And so I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on a lot of different social networking.
Yeah, a blog too?
Well, the Monthly Adventure.
Oh, that's
monthlyadventure.com.
Yep. So I just want to say, too, to thank Cameron and Davindia Steele, owners of Contact Talk Radio, for making this show possible. And for all the listeners that tune in and listen every week, thank you. And I also want to say affirmations, when properly done, always work. Now, sometimes they don't work in our time frame or as we think they should, but they always work. And I just wanted to suggest or encourage you to keep your emails coming to annemarieevers@shaw.ca and check out my website, www.annemarieevers.com and the Angel Chapel. It's Anne Marie's with an S, angelchapel.com. And it shows a picture of our little chapel. I think it's the smallest chapel in the country, but we have about 16,000 visitors on our virtual chapel on the Internet. So check that out as well. And now I want to just ask, Patricia, if you got some words you'd like to leave with our listeners. We have about 2 minutes.
I do. Actually, I have this wonderful quote that I printed out. It's from the Turned On Woman's movement, and it's called The Turned On Woman's Manifesto. And it says, "Would it be okay if your gravestone read, 'She was an exceptionally mediocre woman'? If your eulogy went something like, 'She followed every rule with precision. She rarely made a mistake and was a great champion of the status quo. She never ruffled any feathers, took any great risks, suffered any great loss. She always operated within the bounds of appropriateness. She had the love and acceptance of her community, family, and friends, so no one knew her. Her life was smooth sailing because she never rocked the boat. She contained her passion, her dreams, and her danger enough that they could call her a good woman. For some, that would be enough, but not for you. Your epitaph will begin, 'She redefined what it meant to be a good woman.' It will say, 'She scaled mountains in hiking boots and in heels. She started in her own backyard and then went all the way around the world. She accepted challenges with curiosity and determination. She emerged victorious regardless of outcome, knowing both the pleasure of success and the grace of failure. She tasted long, hot days and cool, still nights at home wherever she found herself. She wasn't always popular, but she was always true. She wasn't always comfortable, but no one can say she didn't enjoy her life. She explored her edges, increased her capacity, and lived as big as she could dream. Moved equally by bliss and pain, she played her heart out one moment at a time. She was dialed in. She was courageous. She was turned on. And if this sounds like more like you, what are you waiting for?" Isn't that wonderful?
That is wonderful.
So that was the Turned On Woman's Manifesto. So I like to think that I'm turned on.
You are. And the first part of it, I didn't like too much. It sounded
no,
like
how boring is that?
Boring or dead.
But on this epitaph about, you know, she scaled mountains in hiking boots and in heels.
Yeah.
Well, on my birthday this year, I climbed a mountain. And I wrote about it. It's called Like a Mountain Goat on my website. And I made the unfortunate mistake of wearing very inappropriate shoes while climbing a mountain. And, you know, with snow and everything.
Yeah, that was something. Well, you know, it's been so delightful. We just have about a minute left here. But it's so delightful having you join me today on the Dr. Anne Marie Evers Show.
Thank you, Anne Marie.
And it's been really interesting because it's a first for me. And meeting Bruno and Nina is a first for me, too. And I really appreciate that. And I just know you're going far with what you're doing. And most of all, you're helping yourself and others. Because we must love ourselves first.
Absolutely.
Because you know that. If we don't love, respect, approve of ourselves, how can we expect others to?
Absolutely.
And that's what you're doing. You're teaching that. And I love that you're teaching people that.
Yeah.
So I'd say that keep up the good work because you're doing great. And I want to thank the people at ContactTalkRadio.com for making this show possible. And also, I want to thank Malou, my wonderful engineer, who keeps whispering in my ear the time, which thank you. And I want to thank all you listeners. It's so wonderful to come every week and visit with you and just have a little chat with you. And I do appreciate your emails and your encouragement. Please keep it up. And visit some of my websites. I've got a new book coming out. It's called Affirmation Beauty Book. And I've also got the Affirmation Toolbox book coming out, as well as the 8th edition of my Affirmations, Your Passport to Happiness. So visit my website, www.annemarieevers.com. And don't forget to visit Patricia's website. And affirmations, when properly done, always work. Thank you.